Introduction. Vulnerability. It is one of the most undervalued and misunderstood of all human qualities. Without the willingness to be vulnerable, we will not build deep and lasting relationships in life. That's because there is no better way to earn a person's trust than by putting ourselves in a position of unprotected weakness and demonstrating that we believe they will support us. Yet society encourages us to avoid vulnerability, to always project strength, confidence, and poise. Although this is certainly advisable in some situations in life, when it comes to important ongoing relationships, it stifles our ability to build trust. For those who provide service to clients, vulnerability is particularly powerful. Those who get comfortable being vulnerable, or as I call it, naked, are rewarded with levels of client loyalty and intimacy that other service providers can only dream of. Whenever I explain this to an audience, I am often asked, "But can't you be too vulnerable?" Surprisingly, the answer is no. Of course, if you come to your clients every day admitting that you've made yet another mistake or that you don't know how to do yet another required element of your job, that would be a serious problem. But it would not be an issue of vulnerability, but rather of competence. The problem would not lie in the admitting of so many weaknesses, but in the having of them. Which reminds me of the flaw in that old adage, "Never let them see you sweat." The truth is, our clients almost always know when we are sweating, often before we do. And so we have a choice. We can either pretend we're not sweaty and try to hide our weaknesses and then watch our credibility erode, or we can raise up our arms, acknowledge our sweatiness, and show them that we are honest and self-assured enough to be worthy of their trust. If this is so simple in theory, and I'll be the first to admit that it is, then why do we so often resist being naked with clients? For one, we think it will hurt our chances for success. We fail to realize that even though clients require us to be competent enough to meet their needs, it is ultimately our honesty, humility, and selflessness that will endear us to them and allow them to trust and depend on us. But even if we come to understand this on an intellectual level, most of us will still struggle with vulnerability because we are human beings who don't like to be weak, which means we are subject to the completely natural but irrational fears that make us uncomfortable being naked. This book is about overcoming those fears, which is not easy. It requires levels of self-sacrifice and discomfort, and at times, real suffering that few people are willing to endure. So naked service is rare, which means it provides an opportunity for a powerful and tangible competitive advantage for those who embrace it. They will build stronger, stickier relationships with their clients. They'll have an easier time getting those clients to actively and enthusiastically recommend and endorse them, even without being asked. They'll have more comfortable and collaborative discussions about pricing and fees, and they'll enjoy their work much more. But more than any of that, what makes naked service worthwhile is that it puts us in a position to more effectively help our clients, which, of course, is what providing service is all about. It is my hope that this little book helps you understand how to do just that. Okay, now it's time to get naked. Part 1. Theory. The Fable. Enemies. I can't say that I hated Michael Casey. For one, Sister Rose Marie Hennessy had taught me in second grade that I should never hate anyone. And besides, I had never actually met Casey. I don't think you can really hate someone you haven't met, even if you ignore Sister Rose Marie's advice. But I'm not going to lie. Michael Casey was one of my least favorite people in the world. Even the mention of his name could put me in a moderately bad mood. And so, if you had told me a year earlier that I would spend 4 solid months of my professional life learning about him and his annoying little consulting firm, I would have told you it was time for me to change careers. But that's exactly what happened, and I've lived to tell about it. Me. I'm Jack Bauer, and yes, I share a name with that guy on TV who saved the world every year. Unlike him, though, I'm not a superhero. I'm just a consultant. For 5 years, I'd been working within the strategy practice at Kendrick & Black, a prestigious international full-service management consulting firm